Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your light, your shining energy, your brightness. You've had so much information today that each of your little eyes are red and you look a bit stoned, huh? It is very nice to see you, dearest, being of light. You are on our vessel Marilyn's mind many, many, many times. So we are honored by your presence. She's very nervous about it, though. You see, we are here for you. Our vessel Marilyn is back here in the background. She listens to what we say, but she does not remember it. Very nice to see you as well. So with that energy and knowledge of your Akashic records, know that you're breathing into the vision, you're breathing into the energy, you're breathing into your own Akash, brings forth such a focus of energy that sometimes it feels so big that it just goes into blackness or darkness or purple or green or some other energy. And it is about, what the heck does that mean, huh? Purple, yes. Oh, maybe you were royalty. Maybe you were the royal fruit player. Oh, flute player. Oh, maybe you've played fruit too. You maybe played a lot of things. And with that focus, with that energy and that vision, know that with that divine focus, you are breathing into where you are right now. A divine being of light. For with that energy and that divinity, the world is rearranging itself to accommodate your reality. Do you know that?
I sure do.
Yes. Yes, and it is exciting, isn't it?
It's a blast.
It is. It is. And that is the key, you see. It is a blast, a good blast, not an explosive blast, because that explosive blast can maybe get rid of a lot of things. But as you trust that energy, breathe into it. For your vibration is creating your reality. And as your vibration creates your reality, the vibration of your Akash is working only for you. Do you know that? Your Akash is your Akash. Your Akash is your records. Your Akash is you. There's no mystery in getting into it. There's no acknowledgement that, oh, well, it's got to be this way, or it's got to look that way, or it's got to be this color, or it's got to be that color, or we're going to have a big tree growing out of the middle of the Akash, or maybe your Akash looks like a tree. You love the trees, eh? Yes, we know. We can see them all around you. You know that you are a part of the Elfin Kingdom. Now you know. Yes, yes, very interesting. You talk to the trees, yes?
I do.
Yes. They talk back. Do you hear them?
Do.
Yes, yes. Exactly, exactly. For you see, that is the key. And you trust that, don't you?
Of course.
What is not to trust?
The little children that I talk to as I walk along the path that I see over and over again, I've named them.
Yes, exactly. They are the children. So you understand that by going into your Akash, you can find out where that began. Woo-hoo! And get stronger now. You understand what we say? Because as you get stronger with that focus and that energy, all you have to do is get out of your own way. You see, your brain has a tendency to get in the way. We love your brain. It's got these cute little ears up here. And sometimes it just talks to you all the time, doesn't it? Yes. Oh, but we love monkeys. Yeah, so it's not really the monkey mind, because they would say, oh, do it again, do it again. It was fun. Instead, it's that old inner chatter. And as you allow that old inner chatter to just release, how powerful will that be, huh? And with that old inner chatter to let go, you can also let go of that weight on your chest. Is that better? And through the Akash, you can realize how many times you have actually been crushed. Are you ready to let that go?
So ready to let it go.
Yes, you understand that when something shows up in this lifetime, it will continue to show up. Judgment, self-sabotage, creating pain that no longer serves. Huh? Let it go. Better? So because of that, know that that is how your Akash works with you. That is how your Akash works for you. And as it works for you, your energy clears. And with that energy that clears, now everybody's going to want to sit on the center aisle, right? Wait till tomorrow. For with that energy, as it is clearing, it is moving forward in such an extent that you absolutely will learn that being a part of the new energy of this planet is a power-filled energy. Being a part of that new focus of this planet connects in that energy with the handshake and the thumb wrestle. For you see, sometimes your mind actually wrestles with your sense of well-being. Are you aware of that? And when your mind wrestles with your sense of well-being, you think, what in the world is that? Why does that happen? Why can't I see, sense, feel, hear what everyone else does? Understand and know that when our vessel Marilyn, the dear little love bug that she is, when she began down this path, she couldn't see, she couldn't hear, she couldn't feel. And she pushed against it for a time until she surrendered and said, okay, just show me what I need to do. Just show me and give me a sign to make sure it's correct. Huh? And then she saw her first life here, where she was part dolphin, part human. Breathe. And with that energy, she learned that she could communicate with all different types of bodies, all different types of energies. And as she communicated with them, we showed up. Huh? And we acknowledged that vibration and that energy of love. That when you arc the energy, crown chakra to crown chakra, the life shifts, huh? It is so wondrous to see you. To feel your heart and your love and your light. And you never know when that person is going to show up in your world that just rocks your world, huh? You never know how that is going to happen. Because if you expect it to happen in a certain way, guess what? It is not going to happen in that way. Because that's the old energy. That old energy knows that even the body can burn things off when it is in an energy of shift. Trust yourself. Trust your love, trust your light, trust your energy, trust your vibration, trust your connection, trust your vision, trust your trust. Seems pretty simple, doesn't it? For those of you who are not here this weekend, these are the Selenite Swords of Light. So what we're going to do first is we're just going to activate everything that we can possibly activate in your energy field that will make a difference in your world. Is that okay? Good. Because we would do it anyway. Also understand that our vessel Marilyn is empathic. So she feels what you feel. We do not. We just see you. So sometimes she waters. These appendages are very handy sometimes. Aren't you glad we did that after we touched you? Mm-hmm. We just had to open your heart chakras just a bit. We ask that you know who you are. Your Akash has already been written. The future is not written in stone yet. You are in control of your choices. You are in control of that which you are creating. Breathe. What would you like to create? Huh? What would you like to step into? Huh? Everything is possible. It only takes your intention to be able to talk to the trees and let them listen. For you've been doing it for thousands and thousands of years. Why wouldn't you be able to now? What else have you been doing for thousands and thousands of years that is working for you? Not against you. Let that go. Integrate that so you can learn from it, but it's not in control. We don't want to rip parts of yourself out. Every experience that you have ever had in this lifetime or any other lifetime is in you, in your field, in your cells, and we love it. Maybe it wasn't quite so much fun when you hurt someone else, but you learned from it. or when someone hurt you. But you learn from it and you chose it. So you can teach and connect and be in that energy. Because seeing that new vibration, you become a screen. Huh? And as you are that screen, know that you're just reflecting those things that are around you. And it is so power-filled. We are excited about your presence. We are excited that you have chosen to be on the planet right now at this time. And some of you got the opportunity to fight a bit for that, didn't you? Huh? Some of you got the opportunity to express that seriousness of saying, I want to be on this planet. I really, really do. And some of you think, oh, I'm ready to get off of this planet. Too bad. You are here now. You might as well make the best of it, huh? You might as well have fun while you're here. You know, that is truly your life purpose. To find your joy and then live that joy every day of your life. That is your destiny. So go into your Akash and find that joy because it is within you. It is within you. The wisdom is within you. The vibration of who you are, the intention is within you. It is not outside. Oh, I know, readers tell you this and channels tell you that. And they say, oh, you get to make widgets in your world. You know, you may not like widgets. It may not bring you joy to make widgets. It may not bring you joy to be empathic. Huh? But we can help you handle that. Because you see, each one of you is a gift. Each one of you is a gift to all that you encounter. You are the reason we are here. In Peabody. Or if you are from Missouri, you're in Peabody. Huh? For you see, that energy is your connective force, that laughter, that joy. We want to play a little song for you as we close because we are determined to get this in the cells of your body. And as some of you know, that when we are determined, we just keep right on, don't we? Yeah? Huh? Yes. We want you to know who you are. We may have to adjust the volume, so. Maybe.
It's in every one of us to be wise. Find your heart, open up both your eyes. We can know.
Breathe into your soul.
Everything.
You all know
without
everything.
Ever knowing why. And it's in every one of us.
It's an old song.
It's in every.
It's in you. Step forward and do it.
Every one of us.
stand. That's just fine.
It's in everyone.
It's in every one of you.
I just remember.
Remember who you are.
It's like I've been sleeping.
And then forget
for
it.
Years.
And just be who you are now.
But
be that energy. Be that focus. You can stand, absolutely. You've been sitting all day. Why not?
I've been realizing that.
Look in someone's eyes and tell them that they're here for a reason, huh?
And watching only half of
you're here
the show,
for a reason.
But there is scenery and light.
We know all that hand holding gets a little mushy sometimes, doesn't it? Mushy's good. Can be.
And
it is good.
It's so.
Get this into the cells of your body. When we go somewhere and they've been to Unity or a Center for Spiritual Living or somewhere, know all the words to the song, huh? You are the ones we are waiting for. Cryon said it. We said it. Dr. Amber said it. Get over yourself and step into it so we can bring you new information, huh? We love you so deeply. We see you. We see who you are. We see your light. We see your vision. We see your fears. We see that image before you that wishes to block you. Get rid of it. You created it. You can uncreate it. Step into yourself with honor, with greatness, with power. We love you deeply. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.